Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. When you think of a plate of food, what's normally right smack in the middle? A big hunk of meat? What if our first instinct was to say fish or shrimp? Would eating more seafood cut down on our greenhouse gas emissions? Here to look into this question are Lucy Jones and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team. Welcome, Lucy and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, what's all this fuss about seafood?
To learn more, we reached out to chef, author, and self-proclaimed seafood evangelist, Barton Seaver. He's on a mission to get people everywhere to eat more seafood.
I love bluefish. You got to capture it in its pristine state. It's got this sexy, seductive texture. It melts in your mouth, and it has this wonderful sort of vibrant presence to it and pairs beautifully with basil and red wine and cheese and it's delicious.
Wow, you're making me hungry. So why does Barton want us all to eat more seafood?
He says compared to land animal protein, like beef, fish has some pretty substantial pluses.
Like what?
Well, for one, lower greenhouse gas emissions.
It takes a lot of energy to raise animals like cows and pigs. Think about all of the greenhouse gas emissions that come from just farming the crops to feed them.
Plus, remember, when cows burp, they release methane, a powerful greenhouse gas.
I guess fish aren't burping up emissions underwater?
Not really.
Also, all of the land we use for raising animals and growing crops to feed them doesn't really support any other kinds of plants or animals. They're sort of biological deserts with very little biodiversity.
But doesn't fishing mess with the biodiversity of the ocean too?
Yes, of course. But it's nowhere nearly as bad as the way farming wipes out plants and animals on land.
Okay, so I'll start eating more seafood.
Not so fast. Not all seafood is created equally. For instance, fishers often drag nets on the bottom of the seafloor to catch scallops. This practice clear cuts the ocean floor.
And shrimp farms, on the other hand, can also be really hard on biodiversity and create a lot of emissions, especially when people cut down mangroves to make room for them.
Okay, so skip shrimps and scallops, but start eating more fish like salmon and cod?
Well, fish, yes, but maybe not more fish.
Although fisheries have come a long way when it comes to avoiding overfishing, there's still a limit to what we can catch from the oceans, and we are getting pretty close to that limit.
In other words, if we all switched out our hamburgers for salmon, we'd run out of salmon pretty quickly.
So what am I supposed to do? I always feel like I have to revert to eating recycled paper to not feel like a bad person.
Okay, well, it's not that bad. Fish is a good option, and if you're a bit careful about which fish, you can definitely feel good about that delicious meal Barton was pitching.
And if you're worried about greenhouse gas emissions, here are some simple rules. Eat small fish caught in the open ocean, like anchovies and herring.
And for farmed fish, stay away from catfish, tilapia, and shrimp.
But at the end of the day, eating more plant-based meals is still the best way to decrease the environmental impact of your diet.
Got it. Thanks, Lucy and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.